This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. You ready to chat today? Love to hear what's on your mind.
Lay it on me.
Pick up the telephone. Give us a call. Let's talk today. A couple of guests will join us next hour. Another of our ongoing series, the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. We chat with Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer today on the program and get his take. We've done a number of these so far. We're continuing to do more, and it's really interesting to get that overview with the benefit of sort of a few months removed from the worst of the Dakota Access Pipeline situation now on, what happened, how did it happen, why, what do we learn from it, and how do we get to the truth. So look forward to our chat with Sheriff Kirkmeyer coming up. We also are going to talk at the bottom of next hour with Dennis Kucinich, congressman from Ohio, former congressman, former presidential candidate, former mayor of Cleveland, but a liberal Democrat. And I caught him the other day. You heard me play the clip of it earlier this week on the Fox News channel when he said, this was the first bombshell of the week. It's been a crazy political week, absolutely crazy. And, of course, last night, yet another shoe dropping with the appointment of a special counsel, which I think is a good thing. We'll talk about that in a moment, but and today the news of Roger Ailes' death. And Roger Ailes, for folks that don't know, really the architect of Fox News Channel, the mastermind behind Fox News Channel, and a real communications maestro that shaped a lot of political candidates over the years, going back to Nixon. Richard Nixon Richard Nixon probably wouldn't have been elected but for Roger Ailes, because he took a candidate that wasn't all that good on TV and it really got him to understand the power of TV and what people are seeing. But most famously, Ronald Reagan, where he really, in this case, had someone that was great on TV, that had a core conviction as a conservative, that, made his name on the stage, really, as an actor, but took that conviction of everything he did in those GE years, in that tour over the years, then put it on a stage. That was Roger Ailes' work. And, of course, he built Fox News as well. But he's we're told that at 77 this morning, from a statement from his wife that came a few hours ago, haven't heard how he died, but I am fearful of what that's going to bring, just in the sense that he's gone through a very traumatic last year, and that he was brought down from Fox News Channel, as was Bill O'Reilly. Some would argue that it was for reasons that were quite appropriate, that he was brought down, that there was a culture there and some improper activity in the workplace. Others say this has been a complete and total witch hunt. And ironically, Donald Trump seems to be going through something very similar. So is Donald Trump right now suffering from his own missteps? Or is this a game of gotcha? And someone trying to take him down? Ironically, there's some parallel there with Fox News Channel and Bill O'Reilly and Roger Ailes. And some people in the audience no doubt would say, Roger Ailes was a pervert. He was stalking these women. Bill O'Reilly, same thing. How do you know? Trump haters. There is a group of people that are completely off the rails, losing their mind, worried right now for the future of the Republic over Donald Trump. That's not normal. Okay? I didn't like Barack Obama as president. By the way, I gave him a chance. I thought the best thing about him was the fact that he was the first African-American president. That was cool. That was neat. Glad that ceiling was shattered. and was anxious for him to do something. And for all the people that talk about Trump being narcissistic, you know, Obama was ridiculous, constantly whining about, you know, they're out to get me this, and Fox doesn't like me here, and I'm not going to do interviews there. Just a big baby. But there is an enormous, enormous double standard. I'll just give you one quick one on this week's news. We're led to believe Trump shared sensitive intelligence information with the Russians, right? In this case, about ISIS. That's a impeachable, awful, horrible, terrible, you know, just all the hand-wringing, oh my gosh, we got to have an investigation into this. Barack Obama did the exact same thing. I could pull you the headline. When the headline about the Obama story says, Obama administration offers to share intelligence with Russia about ISIS. It's all peaches and cream. Kissy, kissy. Go look at the Trump headline on the same thing. Allies furious. Trump gives information to the... And people in the room say, hey, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So there's an enormous double standard. But I ask the question again, how much of this is self-inflicted on the part of Trump? Here's what I mean by that. So yesterday he puts out a statement that's pretty good about how we've always said we want to get to the bottom of the truth. The special counsel could do that now. We don't believe there's anything there. Just very measured. In fact, they were savvy and they didn't want a bunch of people on television last night saying something different. So they pulled back Kellyanne Conway from appearing on Tucker Carlson and they just let the statement speak for itself. And then this morning, the president is talking about it being a witch hunt. Now maybe they're both consistent. I don't know. I want to really drill down here a little bit because when I first saw the witch hunt comment, I thought, you know, if it were me and the special counsel's now been appointed and I said, good, we want to get to the bottom of the truth, I would quickly pivot to Senate, get it in gear on health care. Let's expedite tax reform. Force these people to talk about something else. But the second that he tweets that it's about a witch hunt, guess what? They're going to extend that story one more day. And they'll keep doing it. Now, other stuff can still go on, but it makes it harder. It makes it harder. That's the genius, by the way, of Ronald Reagan. That's the genius of Roger Ailes. You know, where you say, we're going to control the message. So you give the message some discipline. And now with the special counsel, I actually think it's a good thing because you can say, hey, special counsel's got that. We're not going to comment on that. Don't ask us about it. You know, all the swamp has to shut down their chatter. We can focus on facts, not on named sources, not leaking lies. That's good news. Get to the facts. Stop the spin. And ultimately, unless there's been some actual impropriety by Trump, which, by the way, nobody has alleged, other than partisan Democrats and wishful media Trump haters. There's not one shred of factual allegation out there that somehow Trump and the Russians are colluding on getting information about the election, and here's what it led to in the way of, you know, votes changing or anything else. Nobody. So this whole story's been fanned by leaks and lies and innuendo and everything else, and now you have somebody in charge of getting to the bottom of it, and if there is no there, it's over. They're done. So control the message. You shut that off by the benefit of the special counsel. It goes away. And you talk about what you want to talk about. Now, I get Trump's mad. And I'm mad. I think the treatment he's getting is unbelievable. We're going to talk to Dennis Kucinich, a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, who's saying, what is going on? the BS factor is high on these stories, and meanwhile, you've got folks in the intelligence community that are leaking against Donald Trump, that are attacking Donald Trump. These are people entrenched in the bureaucracy. They don't like the idea that a president says we're going to do this, that, and the other thing because they want to do what they do, and normally they win. That's the swamp. That's the swamp, see? And they're fighting back against him. So here's a Democratic presidential candidate, a liberal, a longtime lion, saying Trump is a victim of this. So Trump has the right to be mad. So my take is we have to be somewhere in a place where we recognize what's going on, not be naive to it, but be very disciplined about the message and not get sucked up in it because it just steals too much oxygen, and then the things we care about don't get done. My take. I want your take, however. 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. Just what do you think about all this? What do you think about this week that was? What do you think about the special counsel? What should Trump do differently, if anything? What's on your mind? I want to know. 258-0550 or text Todd at 701-226-8503. He'd love to talk to you. John and Bismarck's first when we come back.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at DeltaConstructors.net. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What lessons can be learned from the Dakota Access Pipeline protest? That question today for Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission.
I really believe our state and our tribes and our communities can do better. Again, this is a big bump in our road, but, you know, it's the mindset. I think it goes back to the personal mindset of people, whether or not they want to, you know, have the heart, have the faith, you know, have that that value of wanting to respect one another, no matter what color, race, creed, what have you. You know, we just got to create a better way moving forward of respect, communication, understanding, forgiveness. And I really think that begins with faith, Scott. I really believe that. But again, it's something that I'm going to do all I can to lead that. And again, it's going to be very, very challenging, but it's something I'm up to.
That's Scott Davis, Executive Director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs Commission, as part of our radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
This opportunity to give you some advice. Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight. Never, ever, ever give up. things will work out just fine. Look at the way I've been treated lately. Especially by the media. No politician in history, and I say this with great surety, has been treated worse or more unfairly. You can't let them get you down. You can't let the critics and the naysayers get in the way of your dreams. I guess that's why I won. Thank you. I guess that's why we won. Adversity makes you stronger. Don't give in. Don't back down. And never stop doing what you know is right. Nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. And the more righteous your fight, the more opposition that you will face. I've accomplished a tremendous amount in a very short time as president. And we are setting the stage right now for many, many more things to come. And the people understand what I'm doing, and that's the most important thing. I didn't get elected to serve the Washington media or special interests. I got elected to serve the forgotten men and women of our country, and that's what I'm doing.
So Donald Trump at the Coast Guard graduation in Connecticut yesterday with some timely remarks there. Obviously time to address the onslaught that is coming his way without really necessarily going chapter and verse into it. What did you think of that? He's got good advice for himself there, doesn't he? Just ignore these guys. Take your mission and head down and go. 800-228-0550, our telephone number. We're brought to you today by Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston and Kildare and in beautiful Billings, Montana as well. Kildare's a little more beautiful, but Billings okay, too. And they have a great deal right now for folks in various positions. They're looking for experienced mechanics, technicians, welders, some folks in the service management side as well. Call Gary right now and say, hey, I understand you pay up to $32 an hour. You have an incredible benefits package, full medical, dental, and prescription insurance, disability and life insurance paid time off, 401k. Tell me more about this deal. And he'll give you the scoop. Just tell him Scott sent you. Gary, 701-495-3592 at Polar Service Center. John in Bismarck, what's on your mind today?
Yes. One of the things that I did notice in the Democratic Party was is when they booed God. And then when they go that far, they're all shot. Their minds aren't able to work right. And I brought my children up, and other people are bringing their children up to resist this type of thing that goes on against our God, whether regardless of how they or what they push against us, we're still going to have our children and their children fighting, working against this against God and working against. And my children will be working against the Antichrist in this society.
Now, let me ask you something, John. I remember what you're talking about. It was a horrific chapter in American politics when they were talking about the platform of the Democratic Party and whether to include God in it. And there was this, you know, overwhelming boo, and you know the leaders lost charge of the floor, and it was not pretty. Do you think that represents a large percentage of the Democratic Party? In other words, if you were to round up all the Democrats in North Dakota, and there's not a lot left, so I do think there's a larger percentage these days than there were in North Dakota. But I also believe that that's not the rank and file Democrat doesn't think that way. Is what I'm trying to get. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I don't. I think that the Democrats, the rank and file, do think like that. It's what can we get for me? I'm the one, whatever they want to get for themselves, and they're very selfish and self-centered. They're greedy. They don't think of anybody else. They don't help any charities to get out, help anybody to feed themselves. only Christians do that. And only Christians make this world better. And I run across those people out there when I was campaigning and that think like that.
Yeah, interesting. Sad that they do, but I appreciate your call. I am of the belief that's a deep blue kind of way of thinking, and it's certainly prevalent on the coast and in the major metropolitan cities. I don't think it's as prevalent here. I think it's here because I hear from those folks as well who have that way of thinking. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, North Dakota's Democratic Party is in just total disarray. It is in the poorest of all poor shapes of any of the states. It's really bad. So, and I think that's why, because it's small already, and then you have a percentage that is of that viewpoint. But I believe that most folks here that might have grown up Democrat they aren't godless. They aren't, but they just, you know, they don't like Trump. They want big government. They want handouts. They want all that, but they aren't anti-God. They wouldn't boo God. That's, to me, you know, not a majority viewpoint among Democrats in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, that kind of thing. But that's my opinion. I want yours. Don in eastern Montana, your take. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Scott. I think a lot of people might be underestimating Trump. I think he might have the media right where he wants them and the Democratic Party, because this investigation has broad scopes, and they've actually been encouraged to go after any ties to Russia or wrongdoing with the election. I think there's going to be a lot of Democrat people that are going to have some dirt on their face and some fingerprints all over a lot of stuff they didn't want exposed. So I think it might be one of the smartest political plays ever. I don't know. He kind of led them down the path to allow this investigation, and now they're all going to be sitting there going, wow, we didn't know that information was going to get out. I mean, they're going to go into Obama and Rice and Comey and Clinton. I mean, all that stuff is fair game now to bring out all of his notes, everything. So,
well, I agree, you know, if they do that. I mean, there's definitely rabbit holes that Robert Mueller can go down. I don't think Donald Trump gets to choose them. However,
I think he knows the rabbit holes are there, and I think he knows the dog you put on him is going to go hunt him down and find him.
Yeah, he did make the point in his one of his tweets about, isn't it interesting all the things that were done in the Obama administration? No special counsel. I mean, he's being treated to a different standard here. But I'm with you.
He's bringing the double standard to light, and it's going to come back and I think smack a lot of these people right upside the head. They're going to wish that they had pushed so far. They made the comment about Trump poking the bear, and I think it's the other way around. I think they've been poking the wrong bear with their media presence.
Interesting points, Don. Thanks for the call. Love our Montana listeners. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, or, of course, our home state of North Dakota. Love hearing from you. 258-0550. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen and customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Special counsel Robert Mueller being appointed for the Russia interference in our election. Maybe you guys can clarify to me, but I just read an excellent article, Conservative Treehouse, dated yesterday, and they said the swamp should be in deep tremors. Be careful what they ask for, because they got it. Because Robert Mueller has wide latitude to investigate any matters from this Russia investigation, such as John Podesta, Hillary Clinton, the Obama White House, the surveillance, the leaking, the Russian dossier, and also the death of Seth Rich, who is the DNC leak. So he's got wide latitude to any related matters, and he can also prosecute federal crimes to the full extent concerning any of these matters. So I think it's great for Donald Trump. I think it's great for America. And I think it's great for conservatism and patriotism.
It's great. You know what else is great? Cookies. I need one right now. I need a cookie. You know how I get when I don't have a cookie, Todd? sort of like you and the Snickers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I haven't had a Snickers all year since I've been on this plan. But
And Manny without the banana split. You know how I get. So, cookies is what I need, and they have them at PetroServe USA. Really good cookies. PetroServe USA, locally owned. PetroServe USA, you and I own it, so you fill up at the pump you own, and you have choice at the pump. And, of course, it connects North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and you have the cookies. Did I mention the cookies? They're really, really good. 100% American-made fuels, and PetroServe USA is customer-owned. People just like you, superb customer service, clean, bright stores, gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, car wash, they got it all. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text us, too. We have a bunch of texts here. Let's see. What do we got? Scott doesn't believe all Democrats are extreme leftists. They still vote for extreme leftists like Obama, Hillary, and Heidi, so they're leftist extremists because they're voting for them. All right. That's fine. I'm saying, I don't believe the majority of North Dakota Democrats go to a convention and boo God. I'm gonna take that to my grave, okay? Do some do? Absolutely. And because the Democratic Party is so small, they are, a larger percentage in the North Dakota than we'd like. But I just think people that grew up as a Democrat in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, I believe that, it, you know, mom or dad were, and, you know, they like government spending or they're in a union or whatever. It's not because they want to boo God. So that was my only point. I think that's a city, left coast, east coast kind of deal. Just my own opinion. Welcome your difference of opinion. I don't hate Democrats. I know that will probably cause some of you to
lurch to
the radio
that one again, just
and
so
smash it into the wall. I don't hate Democrats. I don't hate liberals. I don't hate anybody. There are many people who I believe have opinions that are dangerous for our republic, and many of them populate the Democratic Party and the Liberal Party. But I'd rather get on the program, talk about what I believe and why I believe it, and try and persuade folks to think differently. And by the way, that seems to be working where we live. Western Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana. Last time I checked, pretty solid conservative territory. Democratic, liberal ways are not winning the day at all. So I think that's a better way to do it than to run around hating people. Right? And screaming in their face or, you know, anything else. I think it's better to have a discussion. But I'm here to ask your opinions as well as share mine. All right, what's next? Anybody with a brain that listens to Donald Trump speak, like his address to the Coast Guard, how can anyone, this is in caps, how can anyone not love our president? You don't have to say it louder when it's in caps, Tom. He is fighting.
Well, yeah, it's called screaming. So, yeah, you have to scream it.
He is fighting for we the people! That was in caps, Tom. All right, you know, like I have to agree that the president yesterday I thought was darn good in taking an address to Coast Guard, you know, graduating Coast Guard members to give them some inspiration to say it's not all going to be easy, because it isn't. This is where I think I would like to see the president worry less about those that are coming after him. I think it's okay for someone within your circle. Maybe that's Newt Gingrich, maybe it's Rudy Giuliani, I don't know, whoever. For somebody in your circle to go, hey, that's a joke. And by the way, media, you said this now and you're saying this now. Hold them accountable. I just don't think necessarily Trump himself needs to do it. I would rather have him using his numerous skills to check things off on his list of accomplishments. But I believe what he sees is a media so corrupt, a swamp so corrupt, a political system really just so corrupt that he needs to expose it. And he needs to do to it what he did to Hillary Clinton during the presidential race and his Republican opponents. And that's beat Donald Trump. Let's just beat Donald Trump. I have to tell you, though, there's a part of me that wonders, can you sustain this? Because it's almost like the visual I have is Trump in the Oval Office. Well, they don't have corners in the Oval Office, but, you know, like in the cabinet room in a corner. And just swinging wildly at everything that comes, right? Swinging wildly. Now, ask yourself how long you can do that alone. I think at some point he's going to say, here's what I'm going to lead with. Here's what you're going to lead with. Get some other folks. Very much, again, back to the Reagan-esque Roger Ailes type. You know, Ronald Reagan was attacked mercilessly. Terrible. But he fought back in a very strategic way. That's what I'd like to see a little more of. Really do. But again, I agree with the caller. It's a good thing in my mind. It could be a bad thing, but it could be a good thing. And I happen to think it's going to be a good thing because I don't believe there's any bad there. Now, again, if Iran-Contra and that whole scandal, remember, it could have taken Ronald Reagan down. Could have taken him down without question, and some thought it was going to. And what Reagan did was say, all right, we screwed up. We're going to put some protections around future decisions of covert operations and have more people involved in it. And he put some roses in an otherwise very stinky situation. So, I, you know, to be nimble like that is okay. And I think this is going to be okay. And just the obsession with Russia by the swamp and the media and everything, I repeat myself. Swamp is just the Democratic establishment, the entrenched bureaucratic establishment, the media establishment, the political class. That's all the swamp. They're all one. Emailer, hello, I think the American people should sue the government and get back all the wasted taxpayer dollars on all this fighting. They're supposed to be doing the job they were elected for and not fighting like a bunch of 10-year-olds. It's a pathetic state that our government is in right now. There's an argument there, because there'll be some dollars. Some real money. No doubt about that. Off-air call, here we go.
J. Edgar Hoover, we'll talk.
I don't think J. Edgar Hoover's on my off-air line. Who's this?
Good morning. I wrote myself a couple of memos. The first one is, who told the police to stand down on the murder investigation of the DNC staffer with the connection to WikiLeaks? That had to come from someplace high. And the second one is about Comey. Why couldn't he answer the question about the email that Lynch sent that she would stop anything in the Hillary investigation before it went too far? Why can't he answer that? Have a good day.
There are good questions. You take good notes. And I've heard or seen, I forget which, the comment from the police department, from that good local TV reporter that's done a lot of good work on this DNC staffer, say they were this close to being done and they were told to hold and stand down, but I don't think we know who. FBI? Somebody else who? Want to know. Texter, I'm wanting to organize a nationwide boycott of all advertisers who use mainstream media. We've got to go after the money that supports the fake news and who perpetuate the lies. The best legal way to shut down Jake Tapper and others is to eliminate their food source. Are you interested in helping publish a list of such advertising? If this doesn't work, I'm getting interested in an armed resistance against the influence. Okay, you're scaring me with the armed resistance. I think the resistance of, you know, the pocketbook is a much better place to start. Dave writes, part of the swamp, a.k.a. the drive-by media, is, in my opinion, the sewer. All right, so maybe we ought to have, Todd, you think sewer, swamp? We're going to have different places that we're... I like just putting it all in a swamp. It's much easier. Texter, Scott, I honestly believe we should just start nailing some of these intelligence community leaks with treason and how fast the fire snuffs out. Well, that could be part of this special counsel too, couldn't it? Get to the bottom of these. Prosecute these. You're absolutely right. That's one of the reasons we're having Dennis Kucinich on next hour. Democrat. Dennis Kucinich. Who said, why are we not getting to the bottom of where these leaks are coming from? And I heard a story today that Paul Manafort and General Flynn are both being actively investigated by the special counsel. I heard that. Now, I'm a little concerned, if I heard that correctly, because I don't want the special counsel to be doing all this leaking either. Just do your job and stop with the leaking. We've had enough leaks for a while. Investigate the leaks. I'm with the texter, 100%. Texter, what aspect of this truth written by Paul do you think applies to today? Your topic today is sure relevant for discussion. And the texter sent along Ephesians 6:12, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against the evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. I hear you. And there may be an element of that as well. Trust me when I say the devil does not want the United States of America to succeed. Remember that Paul Harvey clip I played one time? If I were the devil? Absolutely. Galen and Bismarck, you're next to go when we come back.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm a
Bally's Putlitch, a Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I'm talking with Aubrey of Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Aubrey, question. Do you strictly do furniture products, or are there other ways that you help your clients?
Well, Scott, not only do we offer furniture products, but we also offer a full interior design service. We have certified designers on staff. We can help you specify and or purchase flooring, wall covering, lighting fixtures, and many more. We work on a variety of projects from a home office to a complete building fit-up. Another nice aspect is that not only do we have corporate designers on staff at Inner Office, but we also have residential designers with our sister company, Northern Home Furniture and Design. So we have access to many design experts.
Is Herman Miller the only furniture line you offer?
We've been talking a lot about Herman Miller, but we also have access to over 100 other manufacturers. Companies such as Duran, Sit On It, Safeco, Arcadia, and the list goes on. 80% of our projects we work on are corporate offices, but we also work in the healthcare, education, and government markets. We have access to buying contracts for many of these facilities.
And how about used furniture?
Yes, we do have some used products in our warehouse. We also sell products right off our show floor. If you're curious about what we have to offer, just check out our website at InnerOfficeFargo.com.
That website again, InnerOfficeFargo.com. To find out more, give them a call, 232-3013. Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Calm your nerves and be a little less frazzled from all this insanity swamp trying to take out Donald Trump. Fly a bigger flag. Put it higher. And make it American made. NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Our friend Jim is waiting for your call. 701-571-FLAG or online at ndflagpoleguide.com. Making America great starts with you. You can show your community and your country you stand behind America by flying the symbol of freedom, the American flag. So Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com lets you remind your community we're standing together as an undivided nation with our own flags flying. American made. 571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Donald Trump, in a statement last night, said, quote, as I've stated many times, a thorough investigation will confirm what we already know. There was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly. In the meantime, I will never stop fighting for the people and the issues that matter most to the future of our country. This morning, he said, this is the single greatest witch hunt of a politician in American history. Many in the media are making much of that change in tone. CNBC headline, Trump again blows up a careful White House statement with a tweet. Does the tweet undo what he said the night before? Or is it just a, are they both true? Do you want him to do it different? 800-228-0550. Galen, Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, I just thank you for taking my call. In draining the swamp, President Donald Trump needs some assistance in identifying who they are and also combating the swamp monsters or swamp masters. And you were talking about some of them this morning with a previous caller regarding who are some of the big sponsors with the mainstream media. Those are people that keep feeding this. And that's I would like to know who some of those are, in the same way with who are some of those sponsors who withheld their support to get Bill O'Reilly fired.
It's a good analogy, Galen, because the reason Bill O'Reilly is not on any longer on the Fox News channel is one very simple thing. I forget the number, but it was north of 50 advertisers. It started with Mercedes and just kept cascading, said we're not going to do this anymore. And if folks that are watching what the swamp's doing and collectively let their voice be heard just like they did in the election and said that same message to advertisers, stop this. Stop what you're empowering here. They'd listen. I don't disagree.
Could we get someone to publish that somewhere, including those with Bill O'Reilly who withheld their support and others? That is a way for us to do the same thing in voicing our concern. We want to hear those voices. I want to hear Bill O'Reilly again. It's against the American way, against freedom of speech.
Yeah, I appreciate that call, Galen. Thank you. And don't think for a minute what happened to Bill O'Reilly or Roger Ailes wasn't part of the swamp effort as well. You know, when you can't control the media message. Now, sadly, I believe they've infiltrated Fox to the point where the Suns are taking over. And I'm less impressed every day with Fox News Channel. Less impressed every day. And when Bill Shine left, who was, by the way, a genius, kind of the protege for Roger Ailes, that was the final nail in the coffin, in my view. Jamie and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hi. My question is, some of these leaks are probably actual leaks, but a lot of these things are kind of making the mainstream media look like ridiculous. What if they're just strategic leaks from Trump or somebody in the Trump administration? That's pretty much all I have.
Well, how would it serve them to do that, though?
Well, okay, they've proven Washington Post wrong three times in about as many days. Three of their stories, leaking of Russian information and,
They have, you're absolutely right, but I don't know that 10% of the media consumers recognize that. So your point is, they leak it, then they prove it wrong, and egg is on the face of the Washington Post?
It's the way that it seems to be. I mean, I just kind of think that some of these leaks are strategic from the Trump himself or one of his close personnel. I mean, it's putting more egg on Washington Post face than it is on Trump. I mean, for the first
time. Well, I wish that were true. I wish more of it was sticking. Interesting theory, though. Andy, on the road, you got a half a minute. Andy, take it away.
All righty. Well, part of draining the swamp would be getting rid of that senator that voted against your oil field. And you need to not just vote against it, they need to have a recall election or some kind of a petition or something, because she was probably offered billions of dollars to vote against that to get her reelected next time. So don't wait till the reelection. Get rid of her. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call, Andy, and your opinions always welcome here. I tell you, I've heard that there is some people out there predicting that race, Heidi Heitkamp's reelection, assuming she does decide to run again, will be three figures, as in it could be as much as $100 million spent on that race. So it's going to be a big one. Thanks for the call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.